Tisha here, clinical therapist, education-based speaker and coach, and we are on day 29. So this is really exciting. Tomorrow is obviously day 30. I designed this 30-day plan to completely shift your mindset and to make those subtle changes that may just make all the difference in your life, business, and in your health as well. So you can go to my Apple Podcasts and listen to the whole 30-day system there, or you can just go back through these videos, start from day one. But today we are going to be focusing on accountability. So why are we accountable, and what are we actually accountable for? Okay, so when we have someone to hold ourselves accountable to, you'll notice that we have improved work rates, we end up having better health, we have more fulfilling lives, creativity will start to be expressed in certain ways, new ideas and innovation is usually created and starts to happen when we have accountability, solutions are created instead of problems, we generally have increased finances, and our relationships we find are always improved as well. So when we learn and teach values for our life, this holds us actually accountable. So we are now achieving for the benefit of others, for our families and for our friends. And it's no longer, you know, that moan and groan of, you know, what's even the point today. So accountability saves time and effort you spend on distracting tasks and otherwise unproductive behaviour. Okay, so teach this to those around you who lack in this area of accountability and just see what happens. Good morning, Jenny. How are you today? So I've had a coach since back in my first business in 2007. I had a business coach back then. I also had an accounting strategist who I run everything by, and I ended up doing all my due diligence with. I've had a health coach, I've had a life coach, and now I have a wealth master's coach as well. And that's not including all my sports coaches of the past and the ones that I currently have now. So when we hold ourselves accountable, it's generally we have someone in our life that's doing that for us. When I wanted to learn to surf a couple of years back, I got a coach. The same when I went skiing, I had coaching lessons. And I even had a golf coach as well. So whatever it is in life, I seem to have always wanted the best. And to do that, I've just always had a coach and had that accountability to make sure that I was on the right path and that I was doing the right things. So having accountability, it saves time, it saves money in the long run, and it also keeps me in check. And it keeps me from deviating from the path, and even though I tend to stick to my visions, having that extra outside support who won't accept anything less from me than my very best is the reason why I keep going. So the power of accountability is massive, really. Just you only need to ask anyone you know in your circles if they hold themselves accountable. I find that even if I may not achieve the ultimate end goal, I'm going to die trying, and that's for sure. And it's just that drive or that passion in me to just keep going. So I couldn't think of anything worse than failing. And then when I do, and it's okay to, then I will always look for that next thing to achieve, and come to think of it, even when I do achieve, I still keep looking for that next thing. And I think that's just in my DNA, but I always bring it back to accountability and who's driving that accountability in my life as well. So when accountability is done right and applied with pure intention and purpose, it will also increase confidence in all you do. And I think the biggest issue with accountability is trust. Most of the time it's trusting in someone else, but it's also trusting within ourselves. And most of the time people don't get coaching for accountability because they lack that trust, and that can be, you know, like I said, with themselves. So, you know, how many times have you said that you're going to start saving, that you you're going to lose weight, that you're going to start exercise, that you want to learn a new skill, and you've never done it. You know, you've never done it. So have you ever held yourself accountable for that? And those that have, I can bet that you've had a coach or a mentor or someone that's pushing you along and holding you accountable. So holding yourself accountable actually takes guts. It takes training and it takes patience. It takes honesty and facing yourself in the mirror, being truthful to you. Not everybody wants to do this. They want to just keep believing that they're okay and they don't need any outside accountability. So I'm sure my coaches would say this about me sometimes, but sometimes we just don't see what our coaches see, and that's why it generally it's good to have someone in your life that is holding you accountable. So I leave you with a thought today. If you don't have some sort of accountability, would you even get up in the morning? You know, just face the facts. We all need that accountability coach, whether it's your wife or your husband or your partner, it may be your parents, you may have mentors in your life. Generally, most people have a boss or you're an employee or you're an employer. Spiritual leaders, thought leaders, lawmakers, you know, we all need accountability day by day, step by step. And we just need to trust the process and love ourselves more. And when we can do this, then we'll understand the magic of what accountability is all about. So again, this is day 29. We still have one more day left. Please go to my podcast, like and